at Spotify, everyone just trusts each other and has this culture of it's okay to ask questions, even if they might be difficult questions.
Pronouns are kind of a tricky subject for me, in that I keep going back and forth about kind of what to use, what to use where.
Well, I spent about 30 years or so in the closet because my previous employers didn't have any particular tolerance for transgender people.
At Spotify, we have employee resource groups, and Spectrum is our LGBTQ+ employee resource group.
At Spotify, having a diverse workforce and being inclusive is important so everyone can feel like themselves at work.
So what we did is to come up with a list of essentially every medical procedure that trans people might need.
Basically, Spotify said, oh, we didn't realize there was a problem there. We'll fix it. And that was pretty amazing.
As of 2019, we now offer masculinization and feminization treatments recommended by the World Professional Association for Transgender Health.
It's not a question of vanity. You know, for someone who needs these things, it's really a question of being able to be perceived, you know, as themselves.
At Spotify, everyone's part of Spotify. Everyone's a member of the band, and everyone is determined to help everyone else who needs it.
My advice is don't be afraid. There's nothing wrong with knowing who you are and where you stand.
Part of what I'm doing here is trying to be visible so people who are like me know that they're not alone.